Hi, it's Tom Sheehy with the Sheehy Strategy Group. Hey, 2 weeks ago, we talked about Governor Newsom's May revise, where the governor came out and indicated that the budget deficit in the state of California's general fund budget had grown from $22 billion to $33 billion, largely due to less revenue showing up than anticipated. And we talked about some of the difficulties in estimating revenue, given the fact that the Internal Revenue Service has moved the tax collection deadline to October from the usual April 15th date, making it difficult for budget writers. But to further complicate things for Governor Newsom and his Department of Finance, the day after the governor's May revision was released, on May 13th, the Legislative Analyst Office came out and said that while the governor's revenue numbers were plausible, they were unlikely. The analyst has estimated that there's about $11 billion less in revenue than the governor's May revise. That doesn't cause a dollar for dollar increase in the budget deficit because you have to account for constitutional spending requirements. And when the revenues go down, Prop 98 expenditures go down. But the bottom line is with the looking at the Legislative Analyst Office revenue estimates, the governor's budget deficit grows by over another $6 billion. So we're now starting to approach about a $40 billion budget deficit. And of course, it's unfortunate but true that revenue forecasters are usually behind the curve when we're going into a recession, which means that a $40 billion budget deficit may be the best case scenario. And we could actually see that number grow considerably more, perhaps as high as $50 billion or more, if we do actually go into a recession. And it's starting to look more and more like that. We're hearing talk of the Federal Reserve further raising interest rates to get a handle on inflation. And of course, in doing that, they're going to slow the economy down that much more. So Governor Newsom has his hands full trying to balance the budget. The legislature doesn't want to cut spending. The governor has said he's not going to sign a tax increase. So it's looking more and more, to me at least, like their solution is going to be to drain the $30 billion plus in budget reserves that they've been squirreling away for a rainy day. And it looks like they're probably going to end up using a large portion of that to balance the budget this year. We'll continue to follow the budget developments here in Sacramento. Until then, it's Tom Sheehy with the Sheehy Strategy Group. Thanks a lot.